Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad that you've joined us on your local radio station. And a reminder about Old West Days coming up this weekend here in Valentine. Starts on Thursday night with the melodrama. They got free poetry and music sessions on Friday and Saturday. And they've got their featured performances Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday night. So check it all out. Oh, and don't forget the Western Art and Trade Show as well. All at Valentine High School during Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Coming up this weekend, go online at oldwestdays.net.
Talk about a couple of good things. How about sunrises over the pasture? A day on horseback or the satisfaction of a job well done? How's this? A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in the ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com. It is what ranchers read.
Kim, what do you have for us today on The Good Stuff?
Well, I don't know if some of you remember, but not very long ago, Shirley Schumann of Crookston, Nebraska, shared with us some homographs, which are words of the like spelling. So they're spelled the same, but they have a different meaning. And then there's heteronyms. And heteronyms are pronounced differently. So it might be spelled the same, but it's pronounced differently. So I thought I'd throw a few of those out yet today.
Okay.
A seamstress and a sewer fell down into a sewer line. Sewer okay. And sewer.
Okay.
To help with planting, the farmer taught his sow to sow.
Oh.
I don't think he really did, but it's a good sentence to use sow and sow. The wind was too strong to wind the sail. Upon seeing the tear in the painting, I shed a tear.
I got that one.
Okay. I had to subject the subject to a series of tests. Okay, let's face it. English is a crazy language. There is no egg in eggplant, nor ham in hamburger. Neither apple nor pine is in pineapple. English muffins weren't invented in England or French fries in France. Sweetmeats are candies, while sweet breads, which aren't sweet, are meat. We take English for granted. But if we explore the paradoxes, we find that quicksand can work slowly, boxing rings are square, and a guinea pig is neither from Guinea nor a pig. And why is it that writers write, but fingers don't fing? Grocers don't gross, and hammers don't ham. If the plural of tooth is teeth, why isn't the plural of booth beef? One goose, two geese, so one moose, two meese? If you have a bunch of odds and ends and get rid of all but one of them, what do you call that?
The middle.
The middle? If teachers taught, why didn't preachers prot?
Because that's not right.
If a vegetarian eats vegetables, what does a humanitarian eat?
Don't even want to think about it.
Sometimes I think all the English speakers should be committed to an asylum for the verbally insane. In what language do people recite at a play and play at a recital? Ship by truck and send cargo by ship. Have noses that run and feet that smell. How can a slim chance and a fat chance be the same while a wise man and a wise guy are opposites? You have to marvel at the unique lunacy of a language in which your house can burn up as it burns down, in which you fill in a form by filling it out, and in which an alarm goes off by going on. English was invented by people, not computers, and it reflects the creativity of the human race, which, of course, isn't a race at all. That is why when the stars are out, they are visible, but when the lights are out, they are invisible. And just as a side note, why doesn't Buick rhyme with quick? Again, Shirley Schumann from Crookston, Nebraska sent us those. And now that your head's just spinning, what else can we add for today? Oh, I've got another cute little thing. This is from our daughter, Aspen. You attract what you fear. And so you know what she fears? She's scared of owning a 40-acre homestead with a bunch of chickens and fluffy cows.
A lot of people have that same fright. You know, there are rodeos and then there are rodeos. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is in a category by itself. In fact, rodeos have their roots right there in Mile City as the Bucking Horse Sale annually debuts some of the finest bucking stock seen on the continent. You're invited to join them in Mile City, Montana, starting with horse racing May 3rd and 4th, the big weekend of the Bucking Horse Sale, and more May 15th to the 18th. Go online at buckinghorsesale.com for the schedule and ticket information. And that's the good stuff.